We're standing in the world's tiniest Walmart, the Prototypes branded Walmart on campus, because it's situated on the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. The 3,000 square foot convenience store carries things like ramen noodles, power bars, frozen pizza and soda, all the stuff students crave. They can even fill prescriptions here. Ian Plummer's picked out mac and cheese, frozen veggies, and some sort of blue drink. He says it's easier than schlepping to the super center.
It's definitely cheaper than a lot of the other places on campus, so it's nice to save a little bit as well.
Because convenience stores charge more. Here you'll find those everyday low prices, and students who spot the blue and yellow starburst hanging above the doorway tend to wander in, look around, then totally stock up. David Tovar is Vice President of Communications for Walmart U.S.
Walmart on campus is a really cool format on the campus of the University of Arkansas. We try things close to home so we can track progress and make adjustments as needed. Frankly, it's doing better than anybody anticipated.
The company is also building its first Walmart Express stores in Northwest Arkansas in Gentry, Gravette, and Prairie Grove.
Our new Walmart Express stores will offer a great assortment at great prices in roughly 15,000 square feet. The merchandise mix will include a strong emphasis on groceries, as well as a more limited selection of general merchandise. Specifically, the new format will feature an assortment of fresh food, dry grocery, consumables, health and beauty aids, over-the-counter medicines, and limited general merchandise. We plan to test a number of variations in both urban and rural markets, with pharmacies and without pharmacies.
On Wednesday, the company announced plans to expand Express stores on Chicago's southwest side. Of course, Walmart's sprawling supercenters account for 3/4 of its U.S. stores, but shopping among 140,000 items can be epic. So in 1998, the company built its first neighborhood market grocery store, and last week it announced plans to build even more in various sizes, but newly branded as Walmart Markets. Britt Beamer is chairman of America's Research Group, a consumer research firm based in Charleston, South Carolina. He says Walmart can build just so many supercenters before reaching carrying capacity.
Because every time they open up a new big box somewhere, they're cannibalizing existing store sales, which impacts negative comp store sales. So now they're looking at new formats.
Formats that will likely shake the dollar store chains, which are proliferating across the country now.
The consumer now has a lower price option. And it's interesting to note that we just finished doing our survey for the last month, and our survey found that nationally about 36% of consumers in the month of February shopped at a dollar store, but over 45% of Walmart customers shopped at a dollar store last month.
And capturing all those dollars would help lift the company from a 2-year lull in same-store U.S. sales, although both international and Sam's Club wholesale store sales remain strong. Along with rolling out its small store formats, Walmart will continue to build the iconic supercenters and tweak existing ones via remodels and inventory adjustments. And Brett Beamer says his research indicates consumers are now acclimated and strategic big box shoppers.
The vast majority of shoppers who now shop at Walmart in a very focused way. For example, many women will go in shopping for groceries, and they know when they shop for groceries, groceries is their primary item, and they'll go over to the discount part of the store to pick up a few items here and there. But many shoppers that say to us on a regular basis, when they want to shop at Walmart for other things and not groceries, they purposely even avoid the grocery door entrance, park on the other side of the store, go into Walmart, get what they want, and come out. So the consumer, to some extent, has built a new understanding of what Walmart is. Now, keep in mind, you know, the Supercenter concept is probably the most ingenious in the world because, you know, before we had Supercenters, you know, Walmart was getting consumers going in their stores about 4.5 times a month. Now many Americans shop Walmart 8.6 times a month. So it didn't quite double, but it almost doubled their store visits. Now, the dollar stores, of course, are pulling some of those numbers down a little bit. But the fact is that the consumer who goes to Walmart knows pretty much what they want. And, of course, 90% of consumers that shop Walmart go to the same one over and over, so they know the store very well. So they know how to, maneuver through the store. And most consumers tell us it's still a 35 to 45-minute shopping visit. But, of course, Walmart, benefits from that in many cases, because many times a consumer will be in the Walmart store and say, oh gosh, I need to get something else. I'll just get it here. So that consumer goes to the other part of the store and picks it up. And of course, Walmart benefits because that shopper is now not going to Home Depot or Lowe's or some home improvement store or to a craft store to pick up something that they can buy at Walmart.
As for Walmart on campus, the company plans to build more of them too. And although likely not a big revenue generator, Britt Beamer says they will entrain up-and-coming consumers.
You know, they've got all these campuses around the country, and you've got these kids that are basically trapped animals, so to speak, because many of them don't have cars. They have to rely upon friends to get out of the campus in many cases, and they need to save as much money as they can, and there's no longer that stigma against shopping at Walmart by many college kids like you saw 10 or 15 years ago. So now, you know, Walmart, if they can find a location on campuses, can open up a whole new concept. Of course, the only one drawback is it may only be a strong 9-month concept versus a 12-month concept because of the summer months. But still, I always said when I saw the one in Arkansas, I wasn't there, but I saw photographs of it by a friend of mine, I knew it had to be a prototype because they were trying a lot of things, and you're going to see a lot of these pop up over the country. And Walmart never does one store of any kind for a reason. They do one store of any kind to see if it works, to be able to multiply it hundreds of times. So I think you'll see more and more of the Walmart campus stores open up, and I think they have to, because what they need to do is they need to show the college student that Walmart is a good place to shop, so when they finish college, they'll naturally move to Walmart on a progression basis from going from a campus store to a regular Walmart store once they get out of school.
Always, then, a next generation of Walmart shoppers. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.